Dear Brad, I wrote you this letter weeks ago. I've been listening to every brand new show, and I can tell that you respond well to fan mail. I needed to ask on the behalf of all the listeners and all the laughs, bruv. I wanna know if it's true that your water's free, 'cause I did the same shit and I got a fee. I can't pay it, they might take my home away, but don't worry, I'll pay for my phone today. So I never miss a snowplow, never miss a live show, donating on Patreon, don't let my wife know that I'm obsessed with you, impressed with you, every call you make, life and death with you. When the FBI was raiding me, man, it was like they were raiding me too. I'm telling you, don't worry, I'm not weird, not a furry, but I was wondering, maybe it'd be hot to see what you look like in the Situation Room, in a bear suit, maybe a cactus tutu. Maybe that was out of line, maybe I went too far, but ever since Hobosodes, I've been so in love with you, star. I swear I've heard every episode a dozen times. I have all of your video and all your rhymes. I have a laptop dedicated to prank calls, and a backpack ready for when the bank calls. See, I learned from you, I called ahead, I planned it. Said I was corporate and they must have understand it. I'm only in town tonight, empty the safe out. Can't imagine how great I'll make out, 'cause I'm a social engineer like you, Arby. I'll teach me what to do when they finally do got me. You'll never take me alive. This for you, Brad. LA. Ah, shit. Fuck. Ah, ah.
Wow, that was a great song, Vizzy G. That totally wasn't Lux, by the way. Lux just emailed that song to me. Told me that his mysterious musician friend named Vizzy G made that song. Thanks for sending that in for me, Lux. It's a good cautionary tale about why you shouldn't social engineer banks. So hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show, episode 422. This is the December 15th, 2017 episode. Today's show is sponsored by Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob. Thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for being a supporter over at patreon.com/phonelosers. Just like everyone listening to this should be. I'm sure you all are. Nobody would listen to this show without supporting it for just a dollar or two or five per month. That'd be crazy. So today's show is a live show. I did a live show earlier today, right before the XYZ show. I did about 2 hours of a live show, and after editing, it looks like I'm left with about an hour and a half of it. That's how much of it totally sucked. And that's what you're about to listen to. I don't really have any updates or anything. There hasn't been any crazy news stories about prank calls or phone calls or anything. I guess I could tell you to go listen to Lux's anti-social engineering podcast. You know, since he made that awesome song for us. I mean, not him, but his friend Vizzy G made that for us, not Lux. Lux does a podcast. It's called Anti-Social Engineering. You can find it on iTunes, or you can just follow the links in the show notes to his various things. I've been listening for a few weeks now, and so far it's been pretty good. He interviewed Nick Caesar, our unofficial artist here at the Snowplow Show. And the most recent show, he did some prank calls that were kind of amusing. Okay, that's all for the intro. Here is the live show from earlier today.
They call the feeling incredible. Call 1-900-250-8888. The experience of a lifetime. 1-900-250-8888. Is it real? Or is it fantasy? Adults only. Just $1 a minute, $5 for the first. Call 1-900-250-8888. Expect the unexpected.
So, first order of business. I think I'm going to be doing like 2 hours today, because XYZ, he starts at 12:30. It's 10:30 now, so maybe I'll make it 2 hours. Maybe not. Maybe I'll just quit after 45 minutes. Who knows? Anyway, first order of business. You guys are always bugging the shit out of me about Facebook mobs, so we're going to do a Facebook mob today. I just posted a link in the Mixlr. I'm going to post it again. This one was sent in by James. James says, "Hey Roy, can you do a Facebook mob on this URL, they are from your new number's area code. Thanks, bro. What the hell is he talking about? He sent me this in September of 2016. Probably doesn't listen anymore. But it's a Jeep website. Everybody get your pencils ready. Number two pencils. It's called Jeeps Unlimited Rhode Island. Was I calling Rhode Island a bunch? Yeah, 401. Wasn't that my car ding phone number this last year or whatever? Yeah, that's what he's talking about with the area code. It's called Jeeps Unlimited, R-I. Letter R, letter I, Rhode Island, you know. Facebook.com/Jeeps Unlimited, capital R, period I. Apparently you can put periods in your Facebook URL. I didn't know that. But I put a link to it in the Mixler chat, where you can go if you want to chat. It's Mixler.com/phone losers. Green, I have the DTMF decoder turned on, so if it comes up and I need to use it, it'll definitely be used. But I don't know. I think it's not going to get used a lot. Brownfinger wants to know what DTMF thing. You have to go to the to my personal YouTube, youtube.com/rbcp. You can see this amazing DTMF decoder that Ryan Jardina sent me. My supervisor, Ryan Jardina. It's pretty cool. I think it'll help out on some future shows, definitely. Maybe today, who knows? Pretty much the coolest thing on my desk now, this DTMF decoder. It's like a bare circuit board. It looks like it's gonna just set the house on fire. But it's pretty awesome. Okay, so I'm gonna do two things today. I have two plans besides the Facebook mob. Oh yeah, Facebook mob. Like, if you leave them reviews, only do 5 stars. And don't be mean. I always say this, don't be mean. Just be weird. Just weird them the fuck out. But don't be mean. Don't be like, yeah, I bought a Jeep here and it exploded and my entire family died. Don't do stuff like that. And don't leave anything but a 5-star review. I don't want to fuck up their 5-star review, if that's what they have. If they even have reviews. But what I think's funny, I don't even care about the reviews. I think it's funny to, like, go down there, like, their Facebook page is somewhat active. Oh, shit, maybe it's not. These are all from 2016. They don't post a lot anymore. That's okay, though. But they get like, comments and stuff on their photos, like this first picture of this black Jeep. There's a bunch of comments on it. There's 24 likes. It's a semi-active page if they just post more on it. So reply to the people who commented. Say wacky things to them. Just go crazy. It'll be hilarious. Look at those sexy Jeep tires. Taking pictures of tires and putting them on their web page. Yep. Oh, there's not a lot of comments on this stuff down here. Yeah, so be nice, you guys. Don't be mean. 5 stars only. Not trying to ruin this guy's business. Just want to piss him off a little bit, that's all. Oh, Brownfinger says they have a few negative reviews already. So see, we're going to fix that. We're going to help bring up their star rating. Look, they have a 3.9 star rating. That sucks. We can get them up to at least a 4.3, I bet, by the end of today. So that's our goal. We're going to make their stars go up a little bit with wacky reviews. They're going to appreciate it in the end. They won't appreciate it today, but eventually they'll see the good we did for them. 14 1-stars. Holy crap. This place sucks. They don't deserve our 5 stars. Okay, so first, second order of business. On a show recently, I was calling up businesses, and I was asking them for weed, saying, I'm the corporate office. Do you know where I can get any weed? I want to do some of that. But you guys are going to... I'm going to start with Subways. I'm calling a Subway right now. You guys are going to give me other wacky things to ask for that a corporate office person might ask for. I'm calling in a time zone where it's the lunch rush. So they'll be extra flustered. Hey, some random mob says we got them to a 4.0 already. So claps for us. Yeah, yes, we're doing a good thing in the world. Got them up to a 4.0 stars. They probably don't deserve it. Probably a big company of scammers, but we think we're doing something good. That's all that matters. Maybe I shouldn't call Lunch Rush Area, because they're not picking up too good. If you don't know how the phone...
Just calling Subway. Oh.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Yes, sir.
And I'm going to be in town here in a little bit. I've never really been to the North Carolina area before. I'm just flying in, you know?
Yes, sir.
And, hey, do you know where I can get any weed?
No, sir. I sure don't. I'm not from the area, so...
Oh, where are you from?
Texas. But, no, sir, I sure don't.
What are you doing up there?
Working. Got a little trouble up here, got called a DUI, so I'm working here for now. Trying to get back on an oil rig.
You got to know where some weed is then, right? Come on. Like, you
I don't know, man.
You haven't met anyone since you've lived up there?
Well, I just got this job, dude. I can't afford to lose it, dude.
Okay. What about, is there any other employees there? Can you ask them if they know where to get any weed?
Possibly. Let's see.
Okay.
Here you go, bro. I can
fix it.
What did I do now? Hello?
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Okay.
And, hey, I'm...
With who?
I'm with the corporate office with Subway, you know?
Yes, sir.
You know, the corporate, the head office. I'm flying in. I'm going to be there in just a little bit. I'm flying in from out of state. And I was wondering do you know anywhere that I could get some weed? You know anyone that can sell me some weed?
No.
Nobody? Come on, you don't know anyone?
Nope.
You don't, like, have a sketchy friend or a friend that has a sketchy friend?
This is a good prank call.
What are you talking about? It's not a prank call. I just need some weed, okay?
No.
Why would I prank call?
I have no idea how to get weed.
I'm like a corporate person. I don't have time to prank call places. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, I'd like to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with real quick? We'll just do a quick survey with them.
I don't think so. Hang on.
Like there's no customers?
Hey,
come here. Really? Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway. And,
yes, sir.
Hey there, I was calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Customer to speak with?
Yeah, just put him on the phone. I'll do a quick survey and we'll give him a coupon.
Okay, all right.
For weed.
All right, hold on.
Thank you.
Quick customer survey for the service. Can you speak with listening this one? For the customer service. She's right here and she's listening.
Okay. Hello? Hello?
Hi, can you hold on? I'm getting ready to order and there's people behind me.
Oh.
Can I do lettuce spinach, please? Yes, please. Wait, all right. Lettuce and tomato, please.
Don't put any of that sauce stuff on it. That's gross. That, like, that oil stuff. Ew. Ugh.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Oh, thank God. That stuff makes me gag.
Can I get a couple more tomatoes and some onions?
Not too many onions. Come on. You could stand
right.
Lose a few.
Some pickles and cucumbers. Yep, and pickles.
You know, he used to live in Texas. He got in some trouble. Had to leave the state. That guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
black olives and banana peppers.
Ew, black olives. Ugh.
Sweet onions and mayo, please.
I'm not a fan of the banana peppers, but whatever.
I know, I like a little bit. How do I get it off? I like a few of them, but yeah, not too much. Yeah. That'll do it for that one. And then mayo and sweet onion, please. And then can I get one large drink and two waters, please? And do you have knives and forks?
Yes.
So I could get a couple of those. Okay, I'm here now.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm with the corporate office with Subway. I'm just going to be coming into town in a little bit.
Okay.
And, you know, I've never really been to North Carolina. I was wondering, do you know anywhere that maybe I could buy some weed? Do you know anyone that sells weed?
No, I do not.
You don't know anyone? Like, do you know anyone that knows anyone?
No.
Like, maybe we could, like, if you give me their phone number from your phone or something, I could call them up and see if they'll, you know, I'll pay more than they would normally
get. Alrighty, sir. Alright, we're pretty swamped, sir. So we got a can, just give us a call later or whatever.
I guess so.
Alright.
That lady was going to sell me weed. Did you take it out of her hand?
I don't know. You have a good day, sir.
Alright, you too. Bye. Enjoy North Carolina.
Enjoy.
I mean, North Dakota, whatever. Jesus. How many people did I talk to? Like four? So yeah, I think we need to go a little bit further than weed, though, with this whole thing. And maybe I shouldn't call the lunch rush area. Maybe I should call the ones that have more time to talk to me. But no, fuck it. I'm just going to stick to this date for now. Jim Bob says, call Taco Bell. I'll find someone there. That's true. Subway is a pretty wholesome place. Banana God says nudes, medical records, make up random drugs and ask them for it. Ask them if they know where to get full automatic rifles. Like, that would be funny, but probably a bad idea. You know, calling up a business and asking for guns. No guns, no bombs. Oh yeah, I should ask Jared for some weed. He probably knows where to get some weed. Dental records? What's that even mean? Like, why would I want to be getting dental records? That's thinking more like cocaine and a little bit of meth. Dick milk, okay. How about prostitutes? Human meat.
Thanks for calling Subway.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Hi.
Hi. Hey, I'm going to be coming into town from out of state. I'm like flying in today.
Okay.
I'm in my layover right now, and I was wondering, do you know anywhere like in the area around there where I could get a hooker?
No, I really don't.
Seriously, like, do you know anyone that would know, or do you know like?
I'm sorry. Like, I guess you probably shouldn't ask that to an employee, right?
Well, what's an employee going to do? Because I own the employees.
Oh, you do? You own us.
Well, I signed the paychecks, so.
Oh, right?
Yep. So what you going to do?
Okay, then. Oh, my God.
Yeah?
Thanks.
Do you know, like, a street that they hang out on? Do you, like, the bad part of town, maybe? Or, like,
is this a joke? Is this a freaking joke? Am I getting punked right now?
Like, no. No, ma'am. Like.
Really? I don't want to be mean to just hang up, but I think I'm getting punked.
No, I'm not punking you, ma'am. I'm with the corporate office. This is Roy.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Sorry, Roy. I think you maybe call another Subway. They could probably help you out.
Well, what about the other employees? Is everyone there a prude?
No, this is North Dakota. I don't think they even know what that is up here.
Yeah, I think everyone in the world knows what a hooker is. Come on, everyone.
Well, come on. Like, there's nothing going on like that here. Try Bismarck.
Oh,
Bismarck should know.
You are so innocent. look at you. No. Yeah, come on. There's hookers in every town. No hookers there. Come on. I hate that everyone's, like, saying their city names. Come on, you guys. Gonna get yourselves pranked by listeners. Call Bismarck. The big city, Bismarck.
Thank you for calling Subway. How can I help you?
Hey there. This is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to be coming into town there in a little bit. Like to the town where you're at.
Uh-huh.
And I've never been to North Dakota before. I was wondering, do you know anywhere that I could get a hooker?
No.
Huh. Like, do you know where hookers hang out by chance? Like, what's the best street to just cruise around on?
No, I don't.
Because I called this other subway, and they told me that this would be the place to call.
Okay. No.
Are there any other employees there that might know where to get a hooker?
Are you being serious right now?
Yes, I am.
No. Call somewhere else. Bye.
Hey, hookers. Just, hookers. Nah, okay. Sorry, Scott, Paul. I can't use your idea. I don't know where her mind was, but I was just trying to get a tow truck, that's all. All right, what's next? I'm tired of hookers. Hookers and weed just don't do it for me. I need something stronger. Are you DTF?
Subway.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sounds like it's breaking up a little bit. Hey, I'm going to be flying in there today. I'm on my layover right now. I'm going to be there in a few hours. I'm going to be there in that town and everything. I was wondering, do you know where I could get some black tar heroin?
What?
Like, I'm going to be coming into town in a little bit. I've never been there before, and I don't really know anyone. Do you know anywhere where I could get some black tar heroin?
Nope. And you're calling from California?
Yeah, yeah. From the corporate office. I mean, I'm actually on my layover right now. I'm in Idaho.
Well, the corporate office is actually in Connecticut, so I think you may have the wrong deal.
Well, why'd you say California, then?
I'm sorry, what?
Why did you say California?
Because that's what your caller ID shows up as.
Oh, no, I'm calling through the corporate phone system. It shows up differently than when I do that.
And our corporate subway wants heroin?
Well, not the corporate office itself. It's just me, Roy. I'm just coming into town. I've got to do some business there with all the subway restaurants. We're going to be shutting a few of them down. I was just hoping to find someone that could sell me some black tar heroin. I'll pay above street value.
Oh, good luck with that. I think you should go back to California. See you later.
I'm not in California. We're in Connecticut, stupid. All right, good information to have. Subway Corporate is in Connecticut, not California. I'm calling from a toll-free number. I don't think it would say California. I'm going to call my cell phone and see what it says. It just says 866.
Hello, this is Brad. This is my voicemail. I hardly ever check it, so it's kind of pointless to leave a message. You should probably...
Okay, that's my voicemail. Ask them if they know how to scratch a serial number off of a gun. That's from Slug Powder. All right, Johnny Lemon's got a good one here. I need a 12-year-old boy to pretend to be my son. No time to explain. An exorcism, that's Elkie's idea. Maybe I'll just do these for 2 hours. Illegal workers. Oh, yeah, I could say we're building a new subway. Ask if they have any balloons because I ran out of condoms. Because that works.
Subway Santa, may I help you?
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway in Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And, hey, I'm going to be flying in to, your town pretty soon. And
okay.
I've never been there before. I need to know, this is hard to explain. I don't have time to explain. Do you know where I can get a 12-year-old boy to pretend to be my son? No questions asked.
You know where I can get a 12-year-old boy to be your son?
Yeah, to pretend to be my son, just for a couple hours. I've got to go into this interview, and I have to pretend that I have a 12-year-old son. I can't really explain it. I don't want to implicate you as well. Do you have kids?
I do not.
Was anyone else in there have a kid that could pass for 12?
No. We only have babies.
Fuck. What kind of customers are in there right now? Anyone that looks like they're in their 30s, I guess? Late 30s?
No. They're only, like, really, really old people.
Maybe they have grandkids. Can you put one of them on the phone, please?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Uh-oh. Got real quiet all of a sudden. Yeah, I should ask, do you have a little brother? Do you have any friends that have 12-year-old boys?
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes.
Okay, great. Hey, I'm calling from the corporate office with Subway. And I'm going to be in town there in a little bit. And I was wondering, do you know anywhere where I could get just borrow like a 12-year-old boy? I need him to pretend to be my son just for a couple hours. I don't really have time to explain.
No, I don't actually.
Shoot. Do you have any friends that have kids? That would be around.
No, not that age.
Around that age. How about like a fresh-faced looking adult that could like dress up, you know, a backwards hat and stuff. Carry a skateboard.
No, I'm not sure.
You don't know anyone?
I'm not.
That has 12-year-old boys?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
How about like a husky 8-year-old?
No, I don't have anybody that has kids that I know.
Like, don't you have kids?
I have a daughter that is 2 months old.
Ah, that's no good. You have cousins or nieces, nephews?
No, I do not.
I just need a 12-year-old boy for, like, just a couple hours. You don't have any friends, any family that has a 12-year-old boy I could borrow?
May I ask what this is for? Because it doesn't sound very pleasing.
No, it's nothing weird. Don't worry about it. It's just I have to go into this interview, this meeting thing, and they think I have a 12-year-old boy. A 12-year-old son, So he just has to pretend to be my son, that's all. And I could pay for it.
Okay,
and
I
could pay like $100 or
that's
something.
That's fine. I don't think I can help you with that. I'm sorry.
Well, is there any other customers in there? Maybe I could talk to another customer.
They're all busy right now eating, and I really wouldn't.
Oh, come on. Just
we're
walk over.
We're pretty busy here.
You want to get rid of me, right?
I'm sorry. I have to go.
What are you eating?
I have to go. Bye.
Why? Why would you put a customer on the phone for that? Why? That doesn't make sense. Thank you, Johnny Lemon, for that idea. I mean, just listen to her assuming that I need a 12-year-old boy for something weird. Like, you know, everyone's minds just go straight to that. I don't know why. It's just... hasn't she ever watched, like, a mid-90s... movie where, you know, they, for whatever wacky reason, you hire some kid to be your son? It happens all the time in the movies. Jesus. Some people think I want their 12-year-old boys just for their pretty mouths. I don't know what people's problems are. McScat says, I need a kid I can feed lines to in a spelling bee. Yeah, maybe Banana God. Maybe I'll ask him if I can put a credit card skimmer on their credit card machine. I'll, like, come in there with a white t-shirt with corporate office written on it in Sharpie to make myself seem legit. I'm just here to install a credit card skimmer, that's all. Don't worry about it. I sign your paychecks. I think the rest of the show is just going to be 12-year-old boys. Nothing but 12-year-old boys. I can't believe that employee put a customer on after I asked her for a 12-year-old boy.
Subway, Scott speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Scott. This is Roy from the corporate office with Subway here in Connecticut.
I'll let you talk to Paul.
No, it's cool. I actually need to talk to an employee.
Oh.
Mostly. Hey.
I don't work on the Subway side, though.
Where do you work at?
The gas station side.
Oh, I see. Okay. What are you answering the phone for? Jeez.
Because the phone's right next to my tail.
Oh, that's weird. You should fix that. You should turn off the ringer. But yeah, I'll talk to the manager, sure.
Okay. This is Paul, may I help you?
Hey, Paul, this is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Okay.
And, I'm going to be coming into town here in a little bit. And, tomorrow, this is so hard to explain, but I need to rent a 12-year-old boy for just a couple hours. It's nothing weird. I'm just going to be entering him in a spelling bee.
Okay.
Do you know anywhere where I could get a 12-year-old boy?
I'm trying to think. No, not really. I don't have anybody that's... None of my nephews are all 16, 17. My son's only 5.
Do they look young, the 16, 17-year-olds? Could they pass for 12 if we put, like, a backwards hat on them? And,
like, no, they're pretty... They even look older than 15, so...
It's good that they're pretty. Do you have, like, what about employees there? Are there any employees that might have 12-year-old boys or 12-year-old nephews or little brothers?
I'm trying to think. She has sisters. She has sister.
Hey, you know about that spelling bee, right? The spelling bee over in Grafton?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to be entering him, and I'm a brilliant speller myself. I can spell anything. Like, ask me any word, and I'll spell it for you right now. But I'm gonna be hooking up a radio into their ear, and I'm gonna feed him. I'm gonna tell him how to spell things when they ask him how to spell things. He's gonna win the state championship, and then we're gonna split the money.
Yeah, I don't know right now. It's on top of my head.
Are there any employees there I could talk to? Maybe they know someone who knows someone. Maybe they have some family. There's a 12-year-old I could borrow.
One, don't have any kids. Two, they have all girls and all their families in Texas.
Yeah, but they might, you know, they got to know people around here. Maybe they have roommates or...
I can tell you what, friends. If you want to call back at 4, because I know I have 2 employees that have... younger brothers, but they won't be here till 4:30.
All right. Yeah, if you could ask, when they get there, if you could ask them, like, if I could just rent their 12-year-old boy for just a few hours, that's all we need.
Okay.
Or any kid, like a husky 8-year-old or a, you know, anyone that could pass for 12, and it's good money. They stand to make a $1,500. We're going to split it.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, if you want to call back around 4:30, and I know I think one of them has a brother that looks like a 10, 12-year-old. Exactly know what age she is.
That'd be perfect. We'll draw facial hair on him to make him look 12.
Okay.
Yep. And the spelling bee's tonight, so we got to do it tonight.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Great. So yeah, please ask the other employees. That'd be great, and I'll call back.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So that was the manager, you guys, of a Subway. He's going to be asking other employees. I'm going to write down this number. Subway, call back at 4 for a 12-year-old boy. Oh, Roger Dodger, what a good idea. A young lesbian worker might work. Oh, yeah, you know what? To make it like a true 80s or 90s comedy thing, it needs to be a 12-year-old girl that we dress up like a boy. You know, like in Ladybugs, Rodney Dangerfield? Everyone's seen that movie, I'm sure. You know, I worked in a movie theater, Union Station in St. Louis, Missouri, when Ladybugs came out. And there was an abundance of single men going to that movie to watch the 12-year-old boy dress up like a girl. It was weird. It was very weird. just lots of guys sitting by themselves. Lots of families, too, but lots of single men watching that movie. It was odd. Wow. Okay, where's the show going now? A 12-year-old girl who has an attitude and can skateboard. Firearm experience preferred. Oh, man, this is great. I had something else planned for, you know, like the second hour of the show. But now I kind of want to just ask for corporate favors for an entire 2 hours. You know, I could do the other thing later. I wanted to do the thing, you know, where people are writing in my window in the snow. You know, and you guys can just come up with some things that they can write in the windows for me. I need a getaway driver. Okay, Elky. Johnny wants me to say, can the kid pretend to be dead for about 10 minutes? I could say we're going to go into a restaurant and fake that he's choking to death. And he's actually going to die, and I'm going to revive him. That's it. I need a 12-year-old to defuse a bomb. Okay, next Subway. Or wait, should I keep calling Subway? Well, yeah, I got like 3 more to call in this state. Let's go ahead and finish this up. What other places could I be calling to ask for a 12-year-old boy? I think 7-Elevens might be fun.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
H-Town Cactus says, I misplaced my kid, and I need to get a new one before the wife gets home. This is the best. I need a kid with small hands to help retrieve the Kenny Loggins CD that I lost behind my dresser. That's from Crazy Calvin. I'm never going to get to all these ideas. That kind of sucks. I should just do like a 4-hour show, you know? Fuck XYZ. Let him do a show this weekend or something. You know, this is just going to... Like, all these... all these subways are going to, like, share info. And they're going to think it's just some crazy kidnapping ring. This is going to get all blown out of proportion. They'll be like, oh no, it's just for a spelling bee, that's all. Totally innocent.
Thanks for calling Subway. This is Crystal. How may I help you?
Hey, Crystal. This is Roy from the corporate office with Subway.
Yes.
And, hey, I'm going to be coming into town there in a little bit, like from Connecticut. I'm flying in.
Okay.
And I was wondering, do you know where I might be able to get a 12-year-old boy for just a couple hours? Nothing weird or anything. I'm just going to be entering him into a spelling bee, like local there.
No.
Like, does any employees there have, like, kids that are around 12? Anyone have, like, little brothers?
No.
Nephews?
Not in town, no.
Well, like, do you really know everyone's family there that good? Can I talk to other employees? Maybe they know someone.
Okay, just a moment.
They could have roommates or... Green wants them to remove all the crust off the bread. I need to ask next time I go to Subway for that. You take the crust off. I don't like it. All right, how about 7-Elevens? I think I'm going to stop doing the whole 12-year-old boy thing, as hilarious as that is. It's probably going to turn into some crazy nationwide investigation. Some, I think it's some kidnapping ring of some sort. We don't want that, do we? I mean, as hilarious as that sounds. Let's get back to asking for drugs. Ah, dang it. Keeps taking me back to my local area. It's trying to make me call the 7-Eleven, like, 3 blocks from my house. Damn Google Maps. Oh, I've called every 7-Eleven in this area. I don't know. Should I call Sheetz or something? I mean, Sheetz is the... They're in a couple of states where marijuana is just completely outlawed. Not decriminalized or anything. But I just called all the Sheetz. No, I better not call Sheetz. What else can I call? Come and go? I don't know. Come and go. I think they're all on to us at this point. We've been calling come and goes for like 10 years or whatever. They have less of a turnover rate at come and go. Yeah, how about Quick Trip? I don't call nearly enough Quick Trips. Oh, look at that. Look how many Quick Trips are in this state. This is perfect. So many Quick Trips. All right. Anyone know where the Quick Trip corporate office is? I don't know what this is called, Crazy Cal. Hello?
Quick Trip, this is Jeremy.
Oh, hey, Jeremy. This is Roy from the corporate office with Quick Trip. And I just needed to find out, do you know where I can buy some weed? I'm going to be coming into town there in a little bit, and I've never really been to that area. Do you know anywhere I could buy some weed?
No, we don't.
Are there any other employees there that might know where to get some weed?
I don't know. Let me check around real quick.
Okay. Georgia. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Roger Dodger. I knew it wasn't Uranus. I knew he was just trying to trick me.
Everybody said no.
What about, like, harder drugs? Like, I'd be up for some black tar heroin.
Yeah, nope.
You sure?
Sorry.
I mean, come on. Come on, don't be a square.
Sorry, sir. Well, you have a good day. We got to get back to work now, okay?
Hey, like, can I do the customer survey? Like, is there a customer there I could just do a quick survey with? It's a normal thing. We do it all the time. Weekly customer survey. Get them a free
coupon.
Why not?
I'm not allowed to do that.
No, it's cool. I'm from the corporate office, and I'm giving you permission.
Still can't do that.
No, I'm ordering you. You have to do it. Please put a customer on the phone. All right. I think Quick Trip employees are just too smart for me. I need to go back to Subways. Subways are the best. It's almost break time. And we gotta look at this Facebook mob, see how it's going before they delete all the comments. McScat wants me to say that Disney now owns them. They need to start acting more cheery. Happy? Hello? What a dick. They hung up because I was talking. That was all McScat's fault. Thanks a lot, McScat. What would Quick Trip's slogan be if Disney took over? Like, have a mousy day? You know, have a... Has to be something very Disney, like...
Quick Trip is
awesome. Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Uh-huh.
Here in Georgia. I just needed to find out, do you know anywhere... I'm going to be coming into town in just a little bit. I'm on my layover right now. I'm going to be flying in.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never been there before. Do you know anywhere where I could buy some black tar heroin?
No.
What about just weed?
No.
Are you sure? Because, like, it doesn't sound like you're taking this very seriously. You're sure, or yeah, you're not taking it seriously?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Is there another employee I could talk to?
Do what? No.
Look, do you know we were bought by Disney? You heard about that Disney-Fox deal that happened this week, right?
No.
Like, Quick Trip is owned by Disney, so you're going to have to... What?
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. Look it up online. You'll see Fox, Disney, Quick Trip. And you're gonna have to have a better attitude. You can't just be... acting like this to everyone that calls on the phone. You have to be cheerful and happy. Quick Trip is now the happiest place in the world.
Okay.
So, you know, be happy.
Okay.
So what about...
Sorry, I can help you.
Cocaine?
No.
Can I talk to someone else that
he's busy. He's helping customers right
Yeah,
now.
He can help customers while he's on the phone. He's fine.
Well, he can't do that.
He can. He's not an idiot. Come on. I'm ordering him to put that guy on the phone. I'm the corporate office, and I order you to put that guy on the phone.
From where?
I went to the corporate office with Quick Trip in Georgia.
Yeah? In Georgia, really?
Yep.
Very weird. Our corporate's in Tulsa.
Oh, you don't know anything, because, like, Georgia's the main one, but Tulsa's like a sub-corporate office.
Oh, okay.
You just don't know how things work here in the corporate world. We have to have in two different states for tax purposes.
Sorry, I can't help you with cocaine or anything like that.
Can you belt out the lyrics to Let It Go real quick?
Do what?
Let It Go. You know, the Frozen song?
I'm done. Mark, you can handle this.
Fine. She's done, you guys.
Okay.
Martin, read me the credit card number. It's cool. I'm corporate. Oh, hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Quick Trip here in Tulsa. And I'm going to be flying in there in a little bit, and I was just hoping, like, someone there could, I'm just looking to buy a little bit of weed. Like, not even very much, just like a fourth or whatever.
Yeah, we don't do that. All right.
Yeah, but you got to know someone, right?
No.
You don't know anyone. Should have just went with the credit card thing. That would have worked. Oh, man, those glass tube things. I sold so many of those back when I worked in convenience stores. Those were a hot seller, those glass tubes with roses in them. I think ours had cigars in them. There were suddenly a lot of cigar smokers in the area. It was the weirdest thing.
Thank you for calling Quick Trip. This is Brandy. How can I help you?
Hey, Brandy. This is Roy from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm going to be flying up there in a little bit from Tulsa. And I've never really, I don't know anyone in that area. I was wondering if you know anywhere that I could possibly buy some black tar heroin. Like just a little bit, like just a hit or two. Hello, Brandy? Hello? Are you there?
Quick Trip presents...
Whoa.
Well, that's what I call pizza.
That
the hottest
scared me. What the hell?
Including that heartbreaker from at K-Will 21. Pizza.
Oh, shit. What's happening?
Quick Trip, how can I help you?
Hi there. This is Roy from the corporate office with Quick Trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to be flying into town there in a little bit. And I don't really know anyone around there. I was wondering, do you know anywhere where I could buy some weed?
I don't, sorry.
You don't know anyone? Come on, you got to know someone that would just sell me a little bit of weed. Like, not illegal amounts, just a little bit. Just like...
Yeah, Roy, I'm going to have to end this call.
Why?
Good luck.
Good luck, and she won't even help me. I'm not really liking Quick Trip. I think, I don't know, like, do they have Circle K's around here? Quick Trip's just like a different kind of employee. Like, at 7-Elevens, you have those just, like, beat-down people. They look like they've seen better days. Quick Trip, it's all, like, young people in their snazzy polo shirts. Oh, yeah, Facebook mob, and then we're going to take a quick break. Let me go to the Facebook thing. Have you guys noticed whenever you go to a Facebook page now, all of a sudden, every single time it pops up a chat window and tries to tell you things? Like, I know, like, the pages, they let you have, like, an AI bot thing and you can program it. I saw that for Phone Losers, but I didn't set it up yet. I need to. I need to make the Dino AI bot. Or something. The Curtis AI bot. Man, stop popping that thing up. God damn it. All right, we have their page. It was a 3.9 when we started, and it is now a 4.1. We're awesome. We're helping this page out. I don't think they're going to appreciate it, but we're helping. So on the first photo, there are 9 comments. Bill White says, I like my Jeep tires like I like my man, like I like my men, massive and black. That's the only comment. Oh, yeah, there's a picture of a cactus. 44 minutes ago. The rest of the comments are kind of old. Yeah, these are all old. Old comments. I'm just going to have to go straight to the reviews. Alright, reviews. Fuck the comments. You guys don't like the comments. You just like doing the reviews. The reviews are fun because, you know, they can't remove them. All they can do is just remove reviews entirely. Get it entirely? Like a Jeep tire? Okay. Anthony says, I brought my Jeep here to have it outfitted like the Jeeps from Jurassic Park. When I got it back, it looked nothing like it was supposed to. Instead of the Jurassic Park logo, it had huge stickers for something called 100.3 FM the Gerbil, even though that's not what I wanted. Chad and Roy did a great job, and I now listen to the Skippy and Dippy Morning Show every day. Thanks, Jeeps Unlimited. 5 stars. I'm not reading it if it's not 5 stars. Daniel says, I love these guys. However, when I test drive a Jeep, I sat on a cactus. I have no idea why would they make a seat of cacti. I'm still getting the pricks out of my butt. Scott Paul Morgan says, great service department, but watch out for that guy named Chad. He dropped his weed pipe in my Jeep after spraying I have no dick on the side of my Wrangler. Wow, Chad, come on. Here, I'm going to like all these comments, all these reviews. Jesse says, they had all the parts I needed to fix my kid's Jeep Power Wheel. Now they can drive me around again so I can get my Four Locos. And remember, don't throw your Four Loco cans out the window. Hey, that's a good idea for getting around like a drunk driving ban. Just drive your Power Wheels Barbie Jeep. My uncle enjoyed my fixed Jeep Power Wheel on his birthday. Thanks so much. Got some old guy in a Jeep. Simon Dean, Chad sold me a cactus winch, and it's Brad-tastic. Ryan Friday says, this place is great. My neighbor used to be cursed with success and an Audi, which is like if a Bentley and a BMW had a baby. He came here, and within 2 days, he now wears glasses without lenses, owns a purple iPad, and has taken to dating relatives exclusively. Wow, so many references in that, Ryan. Bill White says, this place has the best free Wi-Fi, although after using it for a few weeks now, people here are starting to give me the snake eyes and they don't stop looking at me. Just stop looking at me. Cisco Kid says, Jeeps Unlimited provided me with unlimited Go Cups as well as some cool graffiti underneath my car. Chad was very helpful and definitely hooked me up with some good weed. I was surprised that the corporate office called and found out I'm the 1 millionth customer and won a shopping spree where I had 30 seconds to grab as many items as I could. What, like Jeeps? Grab as many Jeeps as you can? I took this time to take the deed to the land hanging on the wall, and now technically own the land this business sits on. Cisco's Cactus Corner, coming soon, Memorial Day weekend 2018. Yeah, that's how you win those shopping sprees. You steal their land. Weird, the next one is from October 19th. But then the one after that, oh shit, I should have done like most recent, not most helpful. Now I'm going to end up, okay, all right. They gave me free cactus with my parts order. Come for the glory holes, stay for the great service. That's from Matthew. A Jeep is for life, not just for cactmas. That's from John Moore. Dexter says, this is the only place in all of Rhode Island that I was able to find a carburetor for my 2017 Jeep Wrangler. The dealership I bought gypped me and didn't include one in my Jeep. It was a bit awkward that the sales associate was using a glory hole when he was helping me, but all in all, great experience. 5 stars. John Andrew says, never knew I needed a glory hole in my driver's seat, but Jeeps Unlimited gave me the best glory hole of all time. Also gave me some great cactus accessories for my Jeep. Didn't Rappy do a song about that? He had like a glory hole in his convertible. Something like that. Oh, no, that's all. That's it. That's everything. I've read them all. Shit. Okay, so we are taking a break. We're going to play a few songs. I don't know if I'm going to... Yeah, I'll probably keep doing the corporate request stuff until 12:30. Unless you guys really think I should do the other thing. The writing in the snow thing. How do I start up music? Here we go. Here's some music. Here's some nice, wholesome music.
Who's that? Now get out of here. You fool, get the fuck out. You ready? You goddamn better believe it.
Just a few songs, I'll be right back.
And work your legs. Open your ass up like a keg. Let me tap it.
I go and shop at Wal. I go and shop at Walmart. I go and shop at Wal. I go and shop at Walmart. The place that has it all. You know I shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart. To Walmart and grab my shopping cart. I buy all sorts of things from auto parts to Pop-Tarts. I love this place. They got always low prices on a
are just $4 per can of pills, and I get a great deal on my tube of Vagisil. Now I gotta get my hands on a big wheelbarrow so I can carry all this toilet paper to my Camaro. This place is awesome. Is there anything they don't have? Excuse me, sir, this shirt doesn't have its own tag.
It's on sale for $4.99.
Oh, holy crap, I didn't see the clearance sign.
I go and shop at Wall. I go and shop at Walmart. I go and shop at Wall. I go and shop at Walmart. The place that has it all. You know I shop at Walmart. No, I shop at Walmart.
Every day.
I go and shop at Wall. I go and shop at Walmart. Some people are appalled, but I shop at Walmart. Yes, the freaking mall. I'd rather shop at Walmart. No, I shop at Walmart.
Every first time I ever stepped inside a Walmart, I felt like Michael Moore stalking down a ballpark. I was in heaven, this place is amazing. I paid just $1.99 for my face cream. Plus I got a muzzle to keep my dog from barking, and a pencil sharpener to keep my pencil sharpened. I bought a pack of air fresheners, that's such a bargain. Cause when my husband's farting, he stinks up the apartment.
I go and shop at Wal, I go and shop at Walmart. I go and shop at Wal, I go and shop at Walmart. The place that has it all, you know I shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart.
Every day.
I go and shop at Wal, I go and shop at Walmart. Some people are appalled, but I shop at Walmart. Get the freaking mall, I'd rather shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart.
People wanna hate and call us a bunch of dumb hicks, but I'd rather buy my food at Super Walmart than at Publix. Much more convenient for the average consumer. Yep. To buy all your stuff in one place, that's just super.
I've heard Walmart don't pay their employees too well, and I can tell they hate their jobs like they're working in hell.
I don't care, I get bargains on the products they sell, like nail clippers, bunny slippers, and computers from Dell.
Yep. I go and shop at Wal, I go and shop at Walmart. I go and shop at Walmart. Place that has it all. You know I shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart.
Every day.
I go and shop at Wal. I go and shop at Walmart. Some people are appalled, but I shop at Walmart. In the freaking mall, I'd rather shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart. Shop at Walmart, I go and shop at Wal. I go and shop at Walmart. The place that has it all. You know I shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart.
Every day.
I go and shop at Wal. I go and shop at Walmart. Some people are appalled, but I shop at Walmart. In the freaking mall, I'd rather shop at Walmart. Yo, I shop at Walmart.
Whoa, that just kind of ended. Stupid caca man. Doesn't know how to end a song.
Circle K, how can I help you?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
And I need to find... I'm going to be coming into town pretty soon. I'm not really from there. I'm flying in from Arizona.
Okay.
Do you know where I could get... this is... Do you know anywhere where I could... get someone to scratch the serial numbers off of a gun?
No, I sure don't.
Do you know anyone that has like a, you know, one of those grinder things or a Dremel tool?
No, I sure don't.
Like that would work on, you know, a small area like on a gun?
I don't.
Okay. Do you know where I could buy any weed in the area?
You know, I don't know that either.
Are you like, come on, you got to know someone. It's just weed. Everyone knows someone that can buy some weed.
Yeah, you know, I haven't known anybody in a long time.
Well, you have to have some old friends then. I mean, you still have their numbers probably. You still have them on Facebook.
Yeah, no, I don't even have a Facebook.
Maybe you could put me in touch with, like, come on, you got to have like a sketchy uncle or a
no,
you know, nephew.
No, unfortunately my uncle passed away.
Okay, nephews, do you have any nephews?
I'm an only child.
You like, okay, coworkers. Are there any coworkers there that are, you know, a little sketchy-ish?
No, in fact, I don't even have coworkers. I work the store by myself.
Like all the time? Like nobody comes
all
and relieves you?
I never leave here.
Do you have, there's got to be a list of phone numbers there of other employees?
I don't have any other employees.
Do you know where I could buy some cigarettes?
I sell cigarettes.
Okay, I'm going to be in there pretty soon. Maybe I could buy some cigarettes from you.
Maybe you can.
But maybe, you know, wink, wink, maybe you can have some weed ready for me and I'll pay like above market value.
You know,
if I
can go pick some out of the yard. Would you like me to go pick some out of the lawn?
Don't be a smartass. You know, I'm going to stop signing your paycheck if you're going to be like that.
If you have to stop signing them, I'm sorry.
Yeah, you will be. You know, you don't fuck with the corporate office lady.
I never, ever would.
Okay, well, fine. Look, I'm going to call the next one since you're not being very helpful.
Sure.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas.
No, Happy Kwanzaa.
Well, but I like Hanukkah better.
Well, corporate orders from Green himself. He says nobody wishes anyone Happy Kwanzaa anymore, so we're doing Kwanzaa. If you say
we're doing Kwanzaa. How about if I do Hanukkah and Kwanzaa?
No. Well, okay, I guess. But as long as Kwanzaa's in there. Just no
as
Christmas.
As long as Kwanzaa's in there, okay.
Come on. Christmas is
I
for,
can do that.
Christmas is for posers. All right.
I don't know about that.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Make sure you only buy Kwanzaa presents this year.
Okay. I'll only buy Kwanzaa presents, but I'm also buying Hanukkah presents.
I'm gonna put a pair of Luckies in your a pack of Luckies in your Kwanzaa stocking.
Awesome.
All right, bye.
Do you even make Luckies anymore?
Yeah, we sell them. Look up there on your cigarette rack. It's right there.
I don't sell them.
Dummy. All right, bye.
Bye.
That bye. Bye. We don't got no robots up here. Jeez, okay. I feel like I need to start coughing just from listening to her. Let's see. Illegal workers. That's what I haven't done yet. Brown Finger wanted me to do illegal workers. So yeah, I think I'm not going to do the whole writing on windows and the snow thing today. Because there's only 40 minutes left, and that's probably a thing, like the list that I'm going to call from, it's probably better to call on the weekend anyway, because these are a bunch of, you know, people, they work and stuff. Most of them aren't going to answer during the week.
Okay.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
And I need to find out, like, I'm going to be flying in there pretty soon. And we're building a new Circle K up there in Northwest Wichita, right?
No, I'm just a little peon cashier, but no, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I just need to find out, like, do you know anywhere where we can get some illegal workers from?
I apologize. I cannot answer your question.
Why not?
Because I'm going to... I'm confused on what you're asking.
You know, illegal workers, you know, people that work way below minimum wage, you know, just help us keep the cost down when we're putting up the new location.
I think it would be best that you call back and talk to the manager.
When's he going to be there?
Be there.
Aw. That made her uncomfortable, though. What was that all about? I think I triggered her or something. Yeah, that's awesome that she's alone. Lowly peon. Who says that? Besides me.
Circle K.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be coming in there in a little bit. I'm flying in from Arizona.
Okay.
And I want to get some lottery tickets, but I want to make sure they're all winners. So.
Yeah, you're funny. Hold, please.
No, I... Look what you did, Justin. It's all Justin's fault.
Okay, are you there?
Yes, I am.
which ones do you want to be winners?
Well, it doesn't matter. If you could, like, pull out, about 100 of them and just scratch them all off, make sure I get all the winners. I'm going to put the silver stuff back on top of them.
So, do you think I'm not busy?
I'm sure you're busy. It's just, just in between customers, if you could just scratch them all off. And
I'm busy, okay? I'm busy. I can't do it.
Look, you can set the winners. We can split the winners down the middle. Like, you can have half of them. I'll have the other half.
Okay, what's your name so I can write your name on the back of them?
Roy Gerbel.
What?
Roy Gerbel from the corporate office. I'm going to be in there in just a couple hours. I'm on my layover right now on my flight.
Okay, well, I'll see you when you get here.
Okay, but make sure you scratch about 100 tickets because I need about that much. I'm buying weed from this guy. He only takes lottery tickets as payment. Ma'am? Oh, she hung up already. Didn't even get to wish her happy Kwanzaa. Damn it.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Circle K. This is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hey, Jennifer. This is Roy from the corporate office in Arizona.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just need to let you know there's going to be a shipment coming in today, like any minute now.
Uh-huh.
It's not going to be coming in on a truck. It's like this guy on a bike's going to be delivering it. So you're just going to have to sign for it. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, and it's gonna be a bunch of weed pipes. Like a big shipment of weed pipes. she wouldn't let me go anywhere with that. That was Tim Riggy's idea. I'm gonna try that one more time. Man, Circle K is not falling for anything. I just need to go back to Subway.
Okay.
Hey there, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hi.
Hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a shipment coming in there in just a little bit.
Okay.
It's like an unscheduled shipment. Some guy's just going to bring it by in his Pinto.
Okay.
And it's going to be, you just have to sign for it and everything. It's going to be like a box full of weed pipes, like for marijuana. And
okay.
Could you just set one aside for me? Like, don't sell one of them.
Pinto. Who is this?
This is Roy Gerbel from the corporate office in Arizona. I'm going to be flying in there tonight, and I'll be there in the morning. So I was just hoping you could set one of the weed pipes aside for me. Just put it under the counter and just like maybe put a little post-it on it that says for Roy.
Who do you think it is? What in the world?
I'm serious. I'm calling from the corporate office. I don't know why you're not taking this seriously.
Well, because we don't sell those things here.
I know. We're going to start. And look, this shipment that's coming in, it's going to be used weed pipes. So I'm going to need you guys to soak them in the sink for a while and clean all the resin out of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Weed is
wow.
I'm kind of serious.
Can I get your name and phone number, please?
Sure. I've already told you several times, Roy Gerbel. My phone number's on your caller ID.
I don't have caller ID, sir.
What the hell? What kind of Circle K is this? You don't have caller ID? You're selling weed pipes? Is this Colleen and Colleen I'm talking to?
Do what?
Is this Colleen and Colleen that I'm talking to? The Colleens?
No.
Never mind. Yep. Just, put the weed pipes in the hot dog steamer. Get all that resin out of them, please. Thank you. That'd be great.
Pipes in the hot dog warmer and get all the resin out of them. Oh my god.
You know what?
I have no idea.
Green knows what he's talking about.
David.
All right, well, I'll be in the morning. Make sure you set one aside for me. One of the clean ones, not a dirty one. Come on.
He knows my clarity. I would totally think it was David, but it doesn't sound like David. Even one of his funny voices. I don't know. Here, you want to play with that?
Whoa, I feel like such an object. She said, you want to play with that, and handed her the phone. That did not feel good. Now I know what all those women in Hollywood feel like. Thanks, Tim Riggy. That was weird.
Circle K?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
I'm sorry?
This is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have any of those blue Doritos? You know, the Cool Ranch Doritos there? The smaller bags?
The blue? Yeah, we do, but we only... Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay,
but
so...
But we don't have that much.
Oh, that's probably a good thing. Like, have you sold a lot of them? Because, like, there's this investigation about a Mexican cartel. They've been smuggling weed into the country inside of blue Doritos bags. Do you think you could
I just got here, honestly.
Open up
so
every...
I really don't know.
Could you open up every single bag of Doritos in the entire store real quick?
I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, probably a bad idea. I probably shouldn't be doing it that at this point in my life. But hey, I'm gonna be coming into town to check the stuff out myself. I'm gonna be there in the morning. I'm on my layover right now. I'm gonna be coming in tonight.
Okay.
And I need to find out. Like, do you know anyone around there that could sell me some weed? And she hung up. Damn it.
Come to me. I'm warm and fuzzy.
What? What was that? What's happening? Hello? I'm so confused. This is a Circle K. Someone picked up, hit a bunch of touch tones. They dialed 602-53604. I know this because of my brand new DTMF decoder. I'm going to call that one right back. That was weird. Yeah, I think I'm being tapped now. I dialed into a Cold War era number station. Hello?
Hello?
Did it hang up? Yeah, it hung up. It sounded like someone just, like just mashing the keypad with their open palm. Very weird. Very confused about that one. Ah. Hello? Okay, so that was a completely different Circle K, like across town from the other one that I just called. It's like they've blacklisted my phone number that I'm calling from. I wonder if Circle K's really don't have caller ID. That doesn't seem right. Don't they pretty much just give you caller ID?
Thank you for calling Circle K. Corey, how may I help you?
Hey, Corey. This is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
And I need to find out, we're digging a tunnel from the corporate office to your location. You know, underground.
Okay.
And you know, like right there in front, like near the front doors, there's a lot of stuff like coolers and sunglasses racks or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Uh-huh.
We're gonna need you to move all that stuff out of the way because we're gonna be tunneling up in just a little bit, and we don't want to knock that stuff over when we come up through the floor. Could you just move all of that stuff off to the side? Just push it back over by where the counter and stuff is.
I on the outside.
No, inside the store.
Okay.
We're digging tunnels to every Circle K location from the corporate office. It's an intricate network of tunnels. And we're underneath your store right now. We're digging upward, and we're going to be coming through the floor in just a little bit. It's cool. We're the corporate office. We authorize this and everything. It's normal. You probably heard about this happening at other stores.
No.
We found a time capsule underneath your store, too. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay.
Thank you. Do you need a receipt? Okay. Thank you. Have a
Have a good day. Just a drink. 85 cents, please.
Do you have a lot of snow outside right now?
I'm a corporate.
Whoa. Jeez. Who are you yelling at?
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, so I'm really confused. You're going to be digging a tunnel and you're coming through the floor.
Yeah, just like right next to where the front doors are. It's just going to be right there. There's going to be a hatch in the floor. Is there a lot of snow outside right now?
No, there's no snow outside
okay.
at all.
Okay, I don't know. So I was just asking because, you know, we're underground. We can't see the snow.
Okay, so I don't have anything in front of my doors except for some rugs.
What about off to the side of the door?
I mean, that we have like an entryway. On the inside, I don't have anything next to the doors.
Okay, no newspaper stands or anything?
I have a newspaper stand and that's it.
Like a nice, yeah, you're going to want to move that newspaper stand because we're tunneling up from underneath and that newspaper stand will like fall down and hit us in the face as we're tunneling up.
Okay.
We don't want that. Like, is there like an ice cream cooler thing?
No.
Can you move the newspaper stand real quick? I think we're getting pretty close.
Okay.
I can hold.
There's 40 and 1. Thank you.
Aww. I thought she's going to walk over there and do it. Damn it. I think she hung up so she could walk over there and move the newspaper stand. That's what happened. Okay, these employees aren't believing anything, so I'm just going to do the old get a customer on the phone, and then we'll ask them the wacky questions. That's what we'll do. Tim Riggy says all the weed pipes are going to arrive via the tunnel from now on.
Circle K, how may I help you?
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with? Just do a quick survey?
No, we don't.
No.
Sorry.
Customers? Like none outside coming in or anything?
No, we're actually pretty dead right now.
Ah, balls. That's too bad. Hey, I'm going to be flying in later today, like from the corporate office. And do you know anyone that might know someone I could buy some weed from?
I'm sorry?
Weed? Marijuana? Do you know anyone I could buy a little bit of marijuana from? Just a little bit. Ma'am? I'm going to take that as a no. Wait, are you still... Okay, yeah, she hung up. do all stores have Canada Dry Schmanky? He wants me to tell them that President Trump has ordered that all the Canada Dry drinks be removed from the shelves. What is Canada Dry? Is that like water or something? What is it?
Circle K.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Okay.
And I needed to find out, are you still selling Canada Dry at that location? You know, the drink?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Are they in the cooler or are they out somewhere?
We just have the 2 liters out on the sales floor.
Okay. Do you think you could move all those into the cooler? We're not allowed to sell those anymore. There's a new order by President Trump that doesn't want us to sell Canadian items.
Are you joking?
Oh, no. Nope. It's a new thing. If you look on the news today, President Trump signed a thing that says we can't sell anything that's foreign in the stores anymore.
Alrighty then.
So, yeah, is there a lot of 2 liters out there?
Yeah, there's quite a few.
Okay. Yeah, well, don't throw them in the dumpster or anything. We got to inventory them first. If you could just put them back in the cooler, and if anyone asks for them, just don't let them have them.
Alrighty, sounds good.
We don't want to be mistaken for terrorists or anything.
True that.
Yep. Sorry about the extra work, but, you know, we got to do it.
You're all right, honey. Okay.
Got to all pull together here for President Trump.
Great.
Yep. All right.
Have a good one.
Yep. Happy Kwanzaa. What do you think? Is she going to do it? You think she's going to do it? Is she going to move all the Canada Dry into the cooler? I want to hear her explain that to the other people there. Trump said so. Thank you, Schmanky.
Circle K.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Mm-hmm.
I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
I do not.
None?
Well, I have one.
Oh, okay, yeah, it's just a quick survey. Just take just a minute.
Let me ask her if she wants to.
Oh, she has to.
It's for our corporate office.
I can.
Right on. Here she is.
All right, thanks.
Yes, what may I do for you?
Hey, this is Roy. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hi, Roy.
Hi. I'm actually flying into town today, from Arizona. I've never really been in that area before. I'm coming there for a spelling bee.
Okay, and are you serious or are you joking?
Oh, no, I'm completely serious. I don't know a lot of people in the area. I'm trying to find somewhere that I could kind of rent a 12-year-old boy from. Just for the spelling bee. It's nothing weird. Just for the spelling bee.
I have no idea.
Like, do you have any relative?
Not from here.
What?
I'm not from here.
Where are you from? Where are you from?
Well, I work out in Nebraska, sir.
Oh, okay. You don't know anyone around there that might have a 12-year-old boy? Or, like, any family, any friends, coworkers? You must know some people you work with or clients.
No.
I just need a 12-year-old boy. It's just for, like, a couple hours tonight. We're going to do the spelling bee thing. I'm going to put a wire in his ear and coach him on how to spell things. Nobody will know.
No, sir. You have a great day.
Fuck. Fuck. You know? Fuck. Well, she was cheerful about it. I don't think that'll be mistaken for a kidnapping ring. All right. I tried to call back. I wanted to hear her. I kind of want to hear her explain things. What just happened to him? I need G-Ad in there right now with a Slurpee camera. Or excuse me, what do they call it there? Not Slurpee.
It's okay, this is Travis.
Hey, Travis, this is the corporate office again?
Yeah, you gotta stop calling me, man.
Why? I'm the corporate office, I can call as much as I want. Oh, he hung up, okay. I'll stop calling, I guess. Only 14 minutes, you guys, till the XYZ show. Can you believe it? I can't wait.
Circle K, Liz is speaking.
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers in there I could speak with and just do a quick survey with them?
Hold on one second. Hold on, ma'am. This is a corporate office with all the customers up there. So you're the, like, one.
Oh.
You don't
want to
talk to them?
Hello?
Hi, is this a customer?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the corporate office.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to be, I'm coming into town pretty soon. I don't really know anyone there. Do you know anywhere where I could buy some weed?
No, I don't.
Just a little bit of weed? Come on.
No, I don't.
What about, like, hard drugs?
You just go ahead and go through the car wash again. Hello?
Oh, hi. What was she saying? What was she saying?
I don't know. She said she was in a hurry.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah, I could just talk to another one, I guess, then.
An $8 car wash?
What?
Okay. No.
You know Trump's banned all the car washes.
I'm sorry?
Trump banned car washes. He says that's too Mexican. America can't do that anymore.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, you do what you want, but I'm just saying, you know, that's what Trump said.
Okay.
Do you have another customer there, though? Oh, that made her hang up, I think. Did you hang up, ma'am? Okay. More customer surveys. I just realized I'm calling in Colorado now, so the whole weed question doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, you know, I want the good weed. I don't want that pussy store-bought weed. I want good weed. Petroleum sounds like Paris talk, doesn't it? Can't have that.
Circle K, this is Angelica.
Hey, Angelica, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be... I just needed to ask a question. You know we're opening a new store over there in Aurora?
Like, okay.
Yeah, we're going to be building a new store. Do you know where we can get any illegal workers from?
Where you could get any what?
Illegal workers. You know, workers that'll work for, like, way below minimum wage.
Sure, you could look that up on Google.
No, I don't think so. I don't think Google has stuff like that. I'm just, you know, I'm looking, you gotta ask people that are local. You thought you might know someone. Ma'am? 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 She's gone. Tim Riggy wants me to tell them to sneak up on a customer and bag one, so we can include that person in the time capsule. Tim, are you the one that's always asking me to do time capsule pranks? I should do an entire show of time capsule pranks. That could be fun. Let's do it.
Thank you for calling Circle K. Mary speaking.
Hey, Mary, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Uh-huh.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
Yeah, give me 1 second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if she explained to you what we're doing. We're going to be burying a time capsule underneath that Circle K.
Uh-huh.
And you've been chosen to be in the time capsule.
Okay.
Are you claustrophobic?
No.
Because we're going to be burying you down there for about 3,000 years.
Right.
We're putting...
Yeah, right.
We're putting, like, all kinds of Circle K items, like coffee cups and, you know, things with our logo on it, the smocks
uh-huh.
and everything, but we thought it'd be cool to have a Circle K customer bury them under the store.
Okay.
Okay, do you want to do the survey thing? All right. Step number one. Are there other customers in the store right now?
Yes.
How would you rate those customers on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being the worst, 10 being the best.
Today, it's pretty good. So okay. We'll go with a 7.
Okay, cool. Hey, can you, like, are you on a cordless phone?
Yeah.
Okay, can you walk up, like, sneak around and get up behind a customer and, like, you know, just tap them on the sides and be like, boo!
No, because they already saw me.
Well, no, I know, but, you know, just kind of walk around. Just find someone. Do it to the employee if you have to. I just want to scare someone. It's part of the survey. It's like endurance test.
No.
It's fine. You'll get a free coupon for, like, coffee or whatever.
I'm good.
Or soda. Or Frosties. That's what they're called. Frosties.
Okay, what's the next question?
On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the taste of the gasoline?
The what?
Hey, would you, like, de-pants a customer instead of scaring them?
No, I would not.
Come on, it'll be funny. I'm watching on the security camera, and my coworker Chad here, he bet me that I couldn't get a customer to de-pants another customer.
So yeah, no, not me.
Look, if you do this, he's going to give me $20, and I'll PayPal you half of that.
No.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
No.
Shit. Well, okay.
Okay, but seriously, hurry, because I have to get back to work.
Where do you work at?
Huh?
Where do you work at?
I work at C.
What's the phone number there?
It is 303.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Can I prank call there?
If you really want to.
When I'm done here, what do you think I should say? Like, who can I mess with at that place?
Nobody will answer the phone because we're on lunch.
Ah, balls. Okay, fuck it. You know, just fuck it. All right, I guess I'll just take the employee back. You don't get a coupon because
okay.
you're not de-pantsing
okay.
anyone.
Okay, here she is. Thank
you, though, for being nice.
Right.
She's tattling.
Sorry. Hello?
Hello, okay, just one more customer for the survey.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Thank you. She was tattling on me, wasn't she? What the... Moldy Orange, what is Fuckface Friday? He wants me to do a Fuckface Friday call. I have not seen Black Mirror, like the new season of Black Mirror. Is it even out yet? But I want to. Those previews look pretty awesome.
Can you call back?
How come?
I don't have anybody else.
I heard the door chime. Are you sure?
Yes.
Can we just wait around?
All right. Okay.
Hey,
hold on.
When the next customer comes in, can you, like, sneak up behind him and, like, scare him? Be like, boo, and, like, you know, touch him?
Okay. All right. Okay.
Well,
yeah. It's showing me that he canceled out. If you pick up...
Weird, there's no customers, but who are you talking to then?
But I'll show you that it didn't pump anything, okay? I think, wonderful. Okay, I don't know why it canceled
out. Oh, that sounds fun, Moldy Orange. I only have 4 minutes left, though. So you tell a customer that it's Fuckface Friday, and they get half off if they call the cashier. If they call the cashier a fuckface. That sounds great. I don't hear her asking people to do surveys. Did she forget about me? Man, this lady's ruining my show. It's the end of the show. I'm going to hang up and call another place, I think. Come on, I've got, like, probably just one survey left. Gotta do Fuckface Friday. I wonder if I could really get a customer to sneak up behind another customer and scare them, though. I think that's something for an evening show to try.
Calling Circle K, this is Drew. How may I help?
Hey, Drew, this is Roy from the corporate office with Circle K. And,
hey, how's it going?
Hey, pretty good. I was just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, just a quick survey, look at a coupon. It's a coupon coupon for half off 10 cents.
Oh, okay, yeah, here, hang on.
You want to do a survey for me really fast?
Oh, fast.
And it's like super fast. Sure.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, it's Roy from the corporate office with Circle K.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't tell the cashier this, but today is Fuckface Friday. And if you call the cashier a fuckface... You'll get, like, a free coupon for 10 cents off. Half off 10 cents.
Half off 10 cents?
No, like for gas, you know? Like, just yell,
gallon.
Just say to the cashier, you're a fuckface.
Okay. I will do so.
No, do it right now on the phone or you don't get the money.
Hey, man, you're a fuckface. You're very welcome. He said thank you.
Ah, you win the prize. Half off 10 cents. Good job.
Appreciate you, ma'am.
Hey, I'm not a ma'am, motherfucker.
Motherfucker, who are you then?
Don't call me a ma'am. You need to apologize right now.
How's it going?
Pretty good. I'm sorry that he called you a fuckface. I don't know why he did that.
Oh, it's okay.
If I were you, I would throw him out of the store permanently, forever.
Oh, okay.
That's what I would do. Yep.
All right, thank you.
All right, kick him out. Kick him out, like, with force. Can you do that? Can you set the phone down and, like, pick him up by his collar and toss him out the door like they do in TV shows?
No, I don't want to do that.
No, it's cool. I order you to. I'm from the corporate office. I was getting told on. I could hear that in the background. All right, so, hey, guess what? The show's over. Hopefully there wasn't any more of the Jeep stuff. Here, let's just look real quick. I just heard my phone beep. That means XYZ is on the air right now. His Mixlr station is mixlr.com/xyzqwa. Most recent. 17 minutes ago. Ian says, just retired from the Army, brought my Jeep, Jeeps Unlimited. They installed the following must-haves: a spit cup holder, Mad Max-inspired steel spikes all over the hood and sides, massive snow plow complete with blindingly bright LED lights. Thanks, Jeeps Unlimited. High five. They're still up to a 4.1 out of 5 stars. That's pretty good. Oh, and that's the only new one. Cool. All right. Thank you. I forget who suggested Fuckface Friday. Was that Moldy Orange? I can't remember. Yeah, I think that was Moldy Orange. Thank you for suggesting Fuckface Friday. I don't remember ever doing that before, but it's pretty amazing. I think I should do that every Friday. Every Friday should be Fuckface Friday. Yep. All right, thanks for listening, everyone. Go listen to XYZ now. Mixlr.com/XYZQWA. See you next time.
A long-ass fucking time ago in a town called Kickapoo, they lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yay, there was a black sheep.
Hello, Brad. Randall Thor here. On the third day of Christmas, my cactus sent to me 3 carding notes, 2 payphones, and a PLA zine from the archives. Have a good day.
That's nice, Randall Thor. Thank you. It's good to know. I think what Randall Thor is trying to do is get me to make, like, another 15 shows before Christmas. Or, wait, not 15, I guess like 10, 9 or something. I'm not very good at math.
Hey, Brad, I heard you tell someone that in the 420 voicemail that hitting a bong is illegal.
Okay.
Fuck you, old man.
Okay. I'll be sure to do that in the 420 episode. I'll definitely do that.
Hey, Brad, this is Paulo from Brazil. You make fun of Brazil, I kill you. I kill you.
Oh, no. I thought you were making fun of Brazil. I was just agreeing with you and stuff.
Brazil is so stupid, man. So stupid.
Yeah, so stupid.
So funny. I love you, Brad. Love you.
Those Brazilians with their totally fake accents calling up my voicemail.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson. You know, this is kind of like the longest conversation, the slowest conversation ever, you know, between me and you. Cause,
it's not a conversation. It's a voicemail. Question.
You didn't even answer it. Have you heard of the Phil Hendry show? Yes or no? That's all
I
have.
I think I did answer that. I said I'd heard of it, but I didn't really know what it was exactly. I just kind of recognized the name. It's like when someone asks you who Jason Segel is. You don't know who he is. It just kind of sounds familiar.
Good about it. Although it is good.
Great podcast, by the way.
But yes or no? And then, the other thing is, I wanted to shout out to everybody listening right now. Yes, you. If you can hear this, yes, shout out to you. Thank you for listening to the...
Do I have to play this entire minute and 30-second long voicemail, Crimson?
Voicemails?
Do I have to?
Although, I think it's still a good idea that Brad... Yes, it's a good idea, Brad, that you have another show that actually has the word prank call, you know, the phrase prank call in it.
I agree.
And thanks for talking over my voicemail. I'm sure you have already.
Totally gonna fool everyone into thinking that it's a show about prank calls instead of a show about snowplows.
The thing is, you know, in a previous email, I
should make that show about snowplows. That's what I should do. I think I'm going to do that from now on. I'm going to fuck up my big plan. Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls will be a show about snowplows on the next episode.
God, in a previous
coming tomorrow.
Voicemail. I left a to-do list for myself. Well, I thought I'd leave a short to-do list here for, actually, you and Gloria. Here's a to-do list. We need another episode of, Telephone Falls. And it's for Gloria on her to-do list says, we're still waiting on that picture, Gloria. That's right. We haven't forgotten. You still need that picture. All right, Gloria, and I know you're listening to the show.
The
I know
picture.
You're hearing this voicemail.
She doesn't listen to the show.
Picture, Gloria.
She just kind of calls the voicemail every once in a while to give the illusion that she still listens.
A picture.
That's all.
All right. Hi, Sunshine. Give Sunshine a hug for me.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Thanks, Brad. Bye.
Since me and her broke up weeks ago. Oh, my God. Read the Facebook group.
Hey, so this is Scary Minus Art Nick, and I'm watching this really stupid movie called Grave Danger. And, yeah, there's phone calls in it. And it's really stupid.
Whoa, a movie with phone calls in it. That's amazing. Grave Danger. Now you're going to play clips of it for me. This is great.
Hello, X-Men.
It sounds so good.
Hello, Becky.
When you hold your phone up to the TV. All right, thanks for the voicemail.
Mr. Carter, such a trouble starter. Phone losers, more like loan abusers, scone refusers, birthstone choosers, cyclone infusers, breastbone bruisers. Have a good day, PLA.
Wow, it's the next Eminem.
Hey, Brad. I was just calling to ask about a show that you did like a few years ago, maybe like 4 or 5.
Can you speak up?
2 or 3.
Speak up. Quit mumbling. God damn it.
It was an interview with Rappy McRapperson.
Oh, yeah. The Big Beef Bueno show on notla.com/BBB. That's B as in BBQ.
This episode.
B as in
Rappy asks
York.
You about some kind of book or some sort of project involving a book that you might have been working on.
Hmm.
And you just absolutely immediately change the topic as seamlessly as possible.
That's probably just
and
high.
I play a song or some shit to make sure. And I'm guessing in that transition you told him like, hey, don't tell anybody about this because I don't want them annoying me.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
You know, we're
I sure don't remember.
This, but anyway, like I said, I can't for the life of me find that episode. But
I'm going to have to go back and listen to that now and see what you're talking about. But I don't have any secret book project.
Very curious if you deleted it for the sake of people annoying you about this book you might be writing. And
no.
So, of course, all this begs the question, what is this secret book project that you are working on? Is it a sequel to the first
book? What are you talking
book?
About? You know, there is a second PLA book. It's just like a book of all of the original PLA zines. Maybe I was talking about that, but I haven't heard that in a long time, so I don't remember exactly what we were saying. But if you want to hear that Rappy McRapperson interview and find out what he's talking about, you can hear it on the Big Beef Bueno podcast, which is located at notla.com/BBB. It's the very last episode, or not the last episode, just the latest episode. I'm sure there's going to be more episodes. What else have I got to do these days except more podcasts?
Hey, Brad, it's a Pussy Slap. Hey, I just thought of a funny idea. Think you ought to call and pretend to be a recovering addict that's working on his 12 steps program. And you're calling to make amends with people you had wronged when you were doing drugs.
Okay.
I think it'd be pretty funny. So,
yeah.
Recovering addict, 12 steps. All right, man. Appreciate it.
It's always fun to make fun of people who are recovering addicts. But no, it's okay, because I would be the recovering addict. That's a great idea. I should try to remember that. I probably won't, but I'll try. Like, call up old ladies and be like, hey, listen, I'm sorry that I pushed you off that building back in 1977. I shouldn't have done that. It wasn't really me doing it. It was the alcohol. You probably just don't remember because you've blocked out the painful memories. Yeah, I'm going to do that. That sounds
hey, Brad,
like fun.
Longest time listener, longest time caller, weaponized cactus here with a great idea. Now
hey.
That the FCC changed net neutrality rules, you should call people and do pranks about throttling their internet. You could start by calling homeowners and telling them you're with the HOA and that you're calling homeowners with the most questionable browsing histories to give them time to find new websites to browse. All right, see ya.
Okay, let's do it right now. The only problem with that is that probably half the world doesn't even know what net neutrality is. Nobody cares about that stuff. They just want to watch their stories on the TV or play on their Facebook all day. That's all that matters to them.
Hey, Brad. This is Greg T.
Hey, Greg T.
And anyhow, you already know I love your show. I'm a freaking absolute fan of the show.
Aww.
And it has literally changed my freaking life.
Thanks,
and I know
Greg
you don't
T.
give a shit anyways.
Of course I give a shit.
Anyhow.
How dare you?
It's what you
How
do.
Dare you?
This is your show. This is what you do. I mean, everybody's got what you do thing, but what really bothers me the most, in my honest opinion, it's
here we go
that you don't put your phone numbers in the Patreon comment area. This that you don't have enough room to put it, or I have to always go to your main website to look up the phone numbers.
I'm just trying to make less voicemails happen.
I don't.
I can barely keep up with them as it is.
Store them in my phone, and I'm hope you're glad of that because if I did, I'd be repeatedly calling you all the time.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I've done in the past, but only because I could just hit the, button to recall again. Then after the next day, I just forget. So, if you could just, put that phone, your phone numbers in the Patreon area. It would help us Patreons a lot.
Okay.
And, you know.
Yeah, okay.
Anyhow.
All right.
Hey,
I'll do it.
Who's the good boy?
It's me. I'm the good boy. And you know what? I was getting ready to, I got the show notes open. I kind of do show notes as I'm recording the show. And I was going to put the phone numbers in there just for you. But guess what? They're already there. They've been there forever. It's under the Join the Community section in the show notes of every show. It says add PLA on Facebook, on Twitter, on Tumblr, blah, blah, blah. And at the very end, leave a voicemail message for the show at 814-422-5309. And call into the live show. And it has the live show number. It's the older one, but it still works. So what the hell? Isn't it in the show notes of every single Snowplow show on phonelosers.org and on Patreon? Jeez, Greg, quit fucking with my head. What the hell?
Hey, Brad, it's Jack Eloquin. Hey, I've noticed you've been trying to promote the YouTube a lot lately.
Here's
some pretty cool, helpful tips for you.
What?
Yeah, YouTube's new algorithm is not really based on clicks anymore. It's based on watch time, which is good news for you because your shows are like hours long, so they're awesome. And also another good tip is to always include prank call in the title of the show or the title of the video at all.
Are we talking about the show channel or the main channel with the prank singles? I'm confused.
And try to keep it in the thumbnail as well. Just help your channel out a whole lot. Another cool thing is you should also subscribe to Brian G. Johnson on YouTube. He's like a YouTube nut. He knows the algorithm, and he goes through like...
Trying to promote your own channel now, aren't you?
...detailed explanations for all the videos to how to promote things like that. And so yeah, your Snowplow Show channel should do a lot better than your Phone Losers of America channel one day, because the watch time is just so much longer than that.
Yeah.
You can make a lot of the compilations to put on your Snowplow Show channel, or you mean your Phone Losers of America channel. That would also help that channel out a lot as well. So
Just
some helpful tips. And
I just get lazy. I don't know. It's been like 2 weeks since I put one on the main channel. I just spend all this time recording shows and then editing shows, and then I don't feel like pulling out singles from the shows and then putting them up on YouTube. I need to get better at that.
Sure, again, to check out Brian G. Johnson's YouTube channel. It's amazing all the tips and tricks he has.
Okay.
He digs it to a science, so yeah, do that.
I'll do that, Brian G. Johnson, a.k.a. Jack Heliquin.
For having me on the live stream on Facebook the other day. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, toodles, guy. I feel weird on the phone. I don't know why I got to work on that. But yeah, take it easy.
And I'm just kidding, Jack Heliquin. Yeah, that was fun having you on the show. I had to beg you to call in. So you think I should write prank call in the title of every Snowplow show on YouTube? Like the Snowplow prank call show or something like that? Maybe I'll do that for this episode. But I don't know if I'm going to be ambitious enough to actually write, you know, like do a title screen that says prank calls in it. I should. I know I should. But that's so much work. And that was the last voicemail. Holy crap, I'm caught up again already. That's great. Thanks, everyone, for leaving voicemails. I think I'm going to take these voicemail numbers out of the show notes, just to annoy Greg T. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the phone numbers out of the show notes. That'll teach him to try and screw with my head. Take that, Greg T. Hey, you know what I forgot to mention on the beginning of the show? Jack Heliquin reminded me of this when he left that voicemail. But I did a live streaming show, like a video show, and I just put it up on the feed tonight, like right before I recorded this stuff. So most of you probably know this by now. But I just hung out on video, and I took phone calls, incoming phone calls from the payphone that Big Bird sent me. I've mounted it on the wall right next to my recliner chair thing here in the Situation Room. And I spent an hour or so just taking calls from you guys. It was kind of fun. It was weird. It kind of reminded me of the old phone show days. So be sure you listen to that. Now that this show's over, go find that show and listen to it. I turned it into an episode of Brad's Cactus Shack. It's episode 4 of that. And you can listen to all of those episodes on the Patreon for free. Just go to patreon.com/phonelosers and scroll back until you find it. It's just a few posts back. You'll find it. It's easy. I promise. Thank you, Bobo Bob the Hobo Bob, for sponsoring this episode of the Snowplow Show. I mean the Snowplow Prank Call Show. The Wacky Morning Prank Call Podcast. However I'm going to title this on YouTube. I'll figure it out later. We're ending today's show with a brand new song by Rappy McRapperson. Or Ghost Rappy, whatever he's going by these days. Maybe it's just by Josh Katz, I don't know. But I watched a video of his last night where he's talking about how him and Il Gil, they put together a song the other day, and he was going to release it soon. And I don't know if it's on his YouTube channel yet, but he emailed it to me. He's just like, hey Brad, new song alert, beep beep beep. That's what he wrote to me. And he sent this 6 hours ago, so this is like zero day Rappy McRapperson music here. And this is pretty exciting. Maybe he's going to start making music again. Before you know it, we're going to have a brand new Rappy McRapperson album. So here it is, the very latest from Rappy McRapperson and Ill Gill. This is their brand new song called Raccoon Lagoon.
Number one contender, and I do it for the fame. Smash that like button, cause this ain't no game. One time I made a post with 100 likes, and then I went to jail cause I stole 100 bikes. Then I made bail cause my mother sold my Nikes. It's cool Rappy and 100 people like me. Big poster, roaster on a roller coaster. Getting closer? No sir. My pronouns are Z and Zem. In Raccoon Lagoon I have 100 friends.
Yeah. Shinobi MC is one of them, and we got a legacy that no one can end. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon, where the homeboys holler and the lady girls swoon. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon, $50 plug for the Microsoft Zoom. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon, with a cowl and a spoon as we howl at the moon. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon, you're worn out, you're welcome, so come back soon. Street white cis from the liberal right, committing murder on the mic like a biblical fight. We got big guns, yeah we all carrying, loincloth on, baby straight barbarian. Funeral flow, getting low like a casket, brandish a hatchet, babies in baskets. Rhymes burn like corrosive acid, I'm a symbol of virility and flaccid masses. One time, I posted on Reddit, I regret it, I wish I could forget it. It was a Photoshop of Dion's favorite toy, where the toy was a fidget spinner with a great joy. I thought it was a pretty clever GOTV, it was barely even seen to remove by the team. If anybody asked why this mix is shit, it was recorded in the future year of 2006. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon, where the homeboys holler and the lady girls swoon. Welcome to Raccoon Lagoon.